We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest, well, he's going to have some fun because he always does, but he's got a lot of work to make sure his boys are ready to roll and bring home that Lombardi trophy. That is B.A., of course, Bruce Arians, head coach of the NFC champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and, of course, one of our favorites. Coach, hearty congrats. Welcome back, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How's everybody doing? You guys staying out of that snow?
No.
We're 2 feet deep in it at this point, Coach.
Sucks.
Hey, you know, B.A., I was talking to my mom yesterday. I was talking about my grandfather. Obviously, it's the beginning of Black History Month, and I just wanted to learn a lot about my mom, my grandfather. And she brought up how she met my dad, James, who obviously was your roommate, and how after the games, you know, it was only a few Black people there. They'd go hang out. But I was like, what about Bruce? What did Bruce do? And my mom said, Bruce did whatever he wanted because Bruce is the coolest guy on campus. And so I take you back to those days when you were a graduate assistant at Virginia Tech. Could you have ever imagined that you'd be a head coach in your first Super Bowl as the head coach? You've obviously been to three others, but as a head coach at 68 years old, man, it's a long journey, man, but you're here. This is fantastic.
It's kind of crazy, man. Back then, you know, I never even thought about pro football. Everything was college. And I was on an earlier radio show today, and I had to think, you'd never know this guy, but named Terry Bupp. It was at York, West York High School. Mm-hmm. My fourth year, I went there and applied for a junior high job, and they didn't hire me. So I went back and played my fifth year, or I would have never coached in college or NFL. So thank God they never hired me. But those days were some of the best days of our lives. My wife and I, and you know, raising you guys a little bit, we had you, and those were great, great times. But yeah, I dreamt about being a college head coach, but never a pro coach.
Well, yeah, why the difference? Why college more so in the NFL? Why was that more of an aspiration?
And then what pushed you towards the league?
Well, I was very fortunate. You know, I had that fast rise. I was a head coach at 30. And when 36 years old coaches get fired, nobody wants to hire them because they're too much of a risk. Not a risk, but a risk to them for their jobs.
Yeah.
Everybody thought I was coming in to take their job. So I was so lucky that Carl Peterson, I got to know Carl Peterson with the Philadelphia Stars. The Chiefs had a running back job open. Joe Pendry, who I knew from West Virginia, was offensive coordinator. And I was fortunate enough to get one of the last jobs in the NFL that year as the running back coach of the Chiefs. Once I got in the NFL, I never wanted to go back. I did go back, but I didn't really want to.
Like the candor is always the honesty. So it's over to Bruce Arians. So before we, you know, dabble into the game a little bit, I wanted to follow up. Actually, I thought this is where Tiki was going to go when he framed it back to the Virginia Tech days. But, you know, Coach, you've been at the forefront of minority hirings, female hirings. Like, you've been as aware of changing things as anybody that I know. Where does that motivation come from internally? Like, were you all, like, when you were 12, did you think about equality? Like, it's triggered deeply in your body, obviously, based on what you do. When did that awareness or that awakening first kind of grip you? Because it seems like it's ever present.
Well, I think it started in the riots of 68 and 69 when my best friend and I couldn't walk down the street together. And then going to Virginia Tech, I didn't know anything about segregation. For Tiki's dad to be my roommate, the first Black player to live in a dorm in a football team, I'm like, really? And it's like, it was it was an awakening for me. Mm-hmm. But then I think the hiring process, I mean, our coaches are the best coaches I know. They're my guys. You know, just happen to be African American, but they're my guys. Now, the women, that was a door that needed to get knocked down. And with so many quality women, qualified people that don't get an opportunity. And I think when I didn't get a job. I didn't even get an interview after Super Bowl 43 in Tampa as the offensive coordinator of the winning team. I didn't even get a phone call. Chuck Pagano had to get leukemia for me to ever get an interview. All right, so opportunity never came. I love giving opportunities.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just to follow, I'm curious, when you referenced the time with Tiki's Pops, and I'm sure a lot of people hearing that for the first time, even though we've told that story a few times on the air because we've had you so many times. So when Tiki's dad is in the dorm and he's the first African-American to be in the dorms on the football team, were most of the white guys on the team receptive to that?
Yes and no. There were some guys that were like, they had no clue what that was like because they had never gone to school with or played with an African-American. So it was nothing to me. My best friends were. I was a minority on my 8-year-old team. So there were guys that would come back down to my room when and JB would be gone. They'd say, hey, man, what's it like? What are you talking about? Well, you know, what's it like being a roommate? I said, hell of a lot better than being your roommate.
Yeah, we're having fun. We got the girls. We got good music. It's awesome. We're having a good time down here.
JB had great clothes. He had a great stereo system, man. I was in heaven, bro.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying,
I
Bruce.
I had nothing. I got my $15 a month. Money. That's all the money I had.
That's awesome.
Hey, the
That's
apple awesome. Didn't fall from the tree. Far from the tree. That's right. Oh, hey, Bruce, let's get in this game a little bit. I mean, we heard you at the combine Yeah, it was the combine last year. Talking about if you have a quarterback, I can get Tom Brady. Tom Brady happens to be here, and there were some fits and starts. We all know what that's all about, but it all came together. And you know, we've heard your comments on him, how you've allowed him to coach and use his examples and his experience. It kind of worked out perfectly because I always tell BT this, especially in football, maybe in basketball you can get away with this. In football, no team is ever a player away. It felt like you guys were a player away, and that player was Tom Brady.
Yeah, it really was, and that was a belief. We're a talented football team a year ago, but we didn't know how to close games out. We kept giving games away. We had a couple games early this year we gave away, and I think the Chicago game was a big turnaround for us. We were heavily penalized in September. And then after that game, our players finally realized, hey, we got to quit beating ourselves. And we became one of the least penalized teams in the league. And it was all because they finally talked about it themselves. I've been talking about beating them in the head with it. But now they finally, hey, we got to stop this. And they stopped it. And I think Tom had a big part of that. But, yeah, when you bring guys in that have been there and done it, and we're a pretty young football team. They will follow them. And Tom's a workaholic. They don't want to let him down. And he didn't want to let them down. I think Tom right now is having more fun watching the faces of his teammates going up in the playoffs and winning as much as he's having it for himself.
Bruce, is he better than you thought? I mean, you've known he's great because you've been in the league forever, but up close and personal every day, is he even better and more impressive than you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, everybody talked about his arm. You know, we studied that tape pretty good, and we didn't see any downfall in his arm. They just quit throwing it outside. Now, whether they didn't believe his arm was good, I don't know. But, you know, when we got him, he can make every throw, and it's just getting all that verbiage and the way he learns, the way we teach. From day one, we started training camp, first time we were ever in a meeting. And so we missed 600 snaps of off-season and preseason games. So it wasn't until the middle of late October, November, before we really ever got on the same page.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could see it. And when it happened, it was profound. These last six games, really, eight games, you should say, getting up to the Super Bowl have been outstanding for this team offensively. Even with the mistakes, your defense picked yourself up. All right, this is a rematch of a sense because you guys played Kansas City earlier in the season. We remember how that game went. It was ugly. Then it came back and it was a tight game. What do you take from that game that prepares you for this Super Bowl? Because we know that Andy Reid's a hell of a coach. He's got a hell of a staff over there, as we all know. As much as this will be about the players on the field, a lot of it's going to be how you and Byron Leftwich and Todd Bowles and Keith Armstrong, your special teams coordinator, all African-American, as BT talked about, how you game plan this. What do you take away from that earlier matchup?
Yeah, you know, the Saints game and the Packers game, we kind of threw those out. We didn't even look at them because they were so far back and both teams had changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
This game, there's a lot to learn from, good and bad. Obviously, we don't want to spot them 17 points. but the way we played from the second corner on, there was a lot of really, really good things in that game. So we can take from it. They haven't changed that much since then. I think we have changed some. But, yeah, that's a good tape to watch. We know, I mean, they probably have – everybody gloats about how many weapons we have. We got as many or more than we got. And so, I mean, I used to laugh back in October. You have too much talent. I don't think you're telling Andy Reid he got too much talent.
Yeah.
Here we are both playing.
Yeah.
That game means a lot to this one, I think, just from a very good learning experience.
You know, we know you have to run, and we have about 30 seconds, maybe a minute max. We don't want you to be late for sure. It's Bruce Arians, head coach, Bucks, getting ready for the Super Bowl, of course. And we had you on a bunch. We had you on, and you were adamant, coach. Nah, Antonio Brown, not happening, not coming here. What changed?
Mike Evans got hurt. Chris Godwin got hurt. Scotty Miller was limping. It was like, okay, it's now week 8, and let's revisit it. I talked to him. I basically talked to a different person than I thought I knew.
Mm.
And said, hey, we're going to give you a shot. And Mike got healthy, Chris got healthy, Scotty's healthy, so now we're loaded up. And hopefully he gets healthy for this ball game. But he's been a model citizen the whole time.
Yeah, he's been great in the locker room, coach, everything?
Been fantastic. Fantastic, yeah. Especially with the young guys.
Yeah, no, that's the most important thing. Well, I'm biased, coach. You know I am. I think Rondé's going to be down there because, you know, he's like the mayor of Tampa, and if not, he's part owner of the team or something like that. So he's going to be down there, but I'm going to be rooting for you, obviously. You're fam to me, and I love your journey, coach, and I'm excited to see you in the Super Bowl, and good luck to you. Appreciate you taking some time to hop on with us today.
You bet, nephew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.